WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rap.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
I'm so bored with this world that spins around me. Used to make me dizzy.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a quick second and you're listening to us on Twitch, please check and see if you have a Twitch Prime subscription available. It's that little purple button up at the top of your, I guess, technology screen. I don't know what else to call it, but it's up there. Check and see if you have it, and if you'd like to burn it on this channel, go right ahead. We greatly appreciate it, and if not, please give it to someone that truly, truly deserves it, and just, you know, or anybody of your choice. It's up to you, because
give
it's your
it to us.
What?
Give it to us.
He's greedy. Anyway, I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me as always is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I mean, you can give it to other people, but you could give it to us.
We really love you if you gave it to us.
Just
saying.
Just pointing that one out. Twitch.tv/W2Love is the Twitch channel. RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com is where you listen. At WildTalkRadio, at RockRadioShow, at Lindsay Ward, you can tweet us during the show. Come into the website's mention, chat along, yada, yada, yada. You know the deal. That's how we do things, and we have stuff.
Yeah, so we have news. We're going to do SmackDown NXT, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites, and then yes, as everybody knows by now, I am a Bray Wyatt fan. Bray Wyatt came back on Monday.
What?
We are going to talk about it, because, and I promise you, it will be a much more civil reaction than when it was Monday. It's going to make a lot more sense, because I've had time to digest it. So, we will be talking about that a little bit later in the show, but we do have news that we have to jump into, brought to our friends over at MBG Films.
Which is youtube.com/MBG1211.
That's right. So, well, we kind of have to talk about one of the biggest stories of the week, and this is a follow-up actually to one that we talked about last week, and that is the very interesting situation with one Undertaker and Kurt Angle. as we told you last week, The Undertaker signed a brand new fat contract with WWE so they could, you know, stop him from taking personal appearances outside of WWE. And so one of those was StarCast, and at that point it had not been canceled. We can now tell you officially that The Undertaker and Kurt Angle have both been pulled from StarCast. In fact, I think the only WWE associated talents that are left are Ric Flair and possibly Jerry Lawler, or did he pull out too?
I don't even know if Jerry Lawler was involved, but no, Jerry Lawler doesn't count. Ric Flair is the only one else involved that I know of at this point. There may be others, but they're not into the product as Taker and Kurt Angle are at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Money Talks and WWE removed them from StarCast. The people at StarCast are kind of upset about it, but I need to remind you of one thing. You can talk to any talent and book them for anything you want, but WWE has the right of refusal, especially when they sign brand new fat contracts. Thus, The Undertaker is not available for your convention, nor is Kurt Angle.
Yeah, WWE, and I mean, to be fair, I think it was an innocent mistake on Taker's part. I don't think he was trying to do anything malicious to the company. There's no reason for him to. I think he just thought he was done. And so he's like, okay, well, since I'm retired and I'm going to be out of my contract, I need to go make money because I have a family I have to support. So he did what he does best, and he was The Undertaker, and he can trade on that name for a good long while and make really good money doing it, especially since he's just what in his mind was freshly retired. And so, yeah, you know, because he didn't do a lot of autograph signings and appearances in his career, now is the time that he can do them, and he can command a lot of money and really the top level events to do it. So it's not a surprise he did that. And when he does actually finally retire, I can see him doing that, or they work something out with WWE where he can do that. Cause I think he can still do signings. He just can't do anything that's going to involve like video or, voice recording.
Or anything to do with a rival promotion called All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, that too.
Though StarCast claims it has no involvement with All Elite Wrestling yet.
It's the same weekend, the same city.
And you have very close ties to All Elite Wrestling, even though you're maybe not officially, but officially on the books, even though you will deny it till you die. There's a reason why you're at the hotels you are. You're not loaded. I mean, come on.
Right.
Let's call a spade a spade. There's a backer, and it sure ain't Conrad Thompson.
Nope. So there is that, so we'll have to keep an eye on Taker and Angle as they move forward. Side note, Taker is probably going to Saudi Arabia, so let's just all not even deny that. Anyway, moving on, speaking of All Elite Wrestling, it has been announced that Dustin Rhodes has said goodbye to Goldust once and for all, and he is going to be at AEW's Double or Nothing, where I believe it's been announced he's fighting his brother.
He'll be taking on his brother Cody at all. Double or Nothing. He asked for his release, and he was granted his release.
We're going to get into that.
So, apparently he had to be talked, Vince had to be talked into giving him his release by Triple H, supposedly, reportedly. Who knows if that's true or not, but it's very fitting that he changed his name and had nothing to do with anything. And now, all of a sudden, he's in All Elite Wrestling as Dustin Rhodes when the Twitter was a Goldust handle 3 months ago. Imagine that.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
But we smarks shouldn't look into that.
Yeah. Totally don't know when something's up. Completely blind to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of releases and quittings, there have been a couple that happened in WWE this past week. One of them was, I'm going to say her name wrong, and I'm so sorry if I do. It's Shadia Bezios, the first Arab woman from the Middle East that signed with WWE, and her husband Nasser. They both have reportedly been released for the company. It's suspected that Nasser was released and then she asked for her release because they're married. So, you know, one doesn't want to stay if the other's gone.
Yeah, especially, you know, since they're from another country.
Yeah, especially since they're from another country, they probably are going home. DeMilico has quit.
Yeah, after 8 years with the company, he quit this week, which is a little surprising. I mean, at some point the pressure gets to you, and they've brought in so much new blood. I think he could see the writing on the wall. And he's had health problems for a long time, so that may play part in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than stay in the stressful environment, do what's right for your mind, body, and soul, and get out. There's a lot of changes going on with WWE right now. A lot of changes. So he won't. We've seen a few, you know, things with Road Dogg and now Team Linko, and there'll be a couple more probably.
Well, I think there's kind of also a change in philosophy. There's a place that the company's going that I feel like some of these guys either can't go or don't want to go with them, and they want to very much stick in the traditional sense, and that could be a lot of it too. It's just the ideology of WWE as a whole is changing in terms of how they want to book, how they want to do things, where they're moving away from a more traditional wrestling story, and they're now going into a different direction. And also, like you said, it's high pressure to be in a producer role, to be the lead of the creative team, to be really anything of any note backstage. There's a huge amount of pressure, especially right now with ratings being what they are and the fact that the ratings have been struggling over the last few months, and you have a $3 billion TV deal sitting on the table that is could be in jeopardy if they don't get the ratings back up. So yeah, that's a tremendous amount of pressure. And you're trying to deal with an audience that I think some of them maybe don't, and this is not a shot at Dean Malenko at all, but don't understand.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on. Fox is a looming thing where all the pressure's going to really kick in, and you now have to reshape rosters because going forward, you're not going to be able to pull in the special attractions you once did. You now need to build these stars, create these stars, and sort of keep the product fresh. And there's a lot of pressure on it. And they've been doing the same thing for a while, so it's like something's got to change. And if it's not a writer, it's an agent, something has to change.
Something has to give. So, unfortunately, Damian Lingo was one of the people to give. And last but certainly not least, we mentioned that Luke Harper had requested his release from WWE, and unfortunately, it was not granted. And then on top of it, the poor Luke, they added 6 months to his contract because he was out injured. So they're basically, instead of it expiring in the fall of 2019, it's now going to go well into 2020, or the early part of 2020 before it expires. So that's unfortunate. That sucks.
It does. I'm honestly a little surprised they didn't let him go. One, that shows they see talent, no? Number one. Number two, those three letters we mentioned at the start, AEW, and everyone went tie-in. Someone went up the chain to Vince McMahon and said, hey, there's a tie-in. Luke Harper could go there. Well, pal, that's not going to happen. Let's add 6 months to his contract. He's staying.
And I see a lot of people giving WWE flack about this, because number one, it does suck for Luke. If he had just sort of waited it out, they probably wouldn't have noticed. His contract would have expired and he could have gone on and did whatever he wanted to do. But he had the balls to ask for his release and it was denied. And so they've done this where they're like, oh, well, you know, they're independent contractors, huh? And they can't quit. Okay. So when you sign a legally binding contract, it basically says, we're going to pay you X amount of money and you're going to work for us for X amount of years. You just can't walk away from that. Legally, you are required by that contract to perform whatever job is in that contract, whether you're using you or not. So you have to show up every week, even if they're not using you. You can ask to be let out of your contract, which is what Luke Harper did. And they said no. And, you know, it's like, well, hey, you know, you were out hurt and you were out for 6 months. So that's 6 months that you were not working and we were paying you to work. So we're going to add that 6 months back on your contract. Now they're still going to pay him for that 6 months, but it's basically we want the time. Like, you were out hurt. We helped you recover. We paid you during the recovery. We paid you for the surgery, but we still want the 6 months worth of time. So it's not uncommon that they do that, but it's not super common that they do that. I think the last person I heard that really happening to was Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because he was sort of milking injuries to get out of his contract. And they were like, oh, no, 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 no. And they tacked a year on just
because they could.
Just because they could. Because they're like, dude, you owe us the year. We've paid you to sit at home and recover. And that's fine. But you still owe us the year. So
people say, well, they let Hideo out. They let Ty Dillinger out. Yes, they let him out. It also shows that what they think of, that what they believe they have value in.
Luke has a lot to offer WWE. He's a lot to offer any promotion. He's incredibly talented. He would be a magnificent, I feel, he would be magnificent if they would just push the crap out of him. He's over. The fans love him. The locker room loves him. He's highly respected wherever he goes. I think they just don't understand him and they don't know what to do with him.
Age plays a key in it.
And age is a key too. But I mean, it's something he could become a trainer at the Performance Center if he wanted. He could be a mentor. There's a lot he could do that he still has to offer the business. And, you know, he could go to AEW and he could become a top star in AEW. Because here's the thing, he could go right back to doing what he was doing on the indies. And it would be fun. Because essentially, it's the same exact Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Same exact Luke Harper, it's just a different name.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we'll see. But I mean, yeah, so poor Luke, unfortunately, he did not get his release, so he'll have to wait it out. But here's hoping that that wakes them up and it does something for him.
And who knows? They can still release him at any time.
Right? Yeah, they could still let him out.
Right now is where we're keeping all bodies on board, get past Double or Nothing, and then maybe things will change.
I think what caught him is he kind of did it in a period where a lot of people were asking for the releases. And they were like, there's this flux of people that are wanting to leave. And it's like, okay, we can't stop Ambrose because Ambrose is just going to let his contract expire. He's been active.
Also, you know. Also, Maria Kanellis, Mike Kanellis, The Revival, Sasha Banks, they've all asked for it. Right now, Sasha's in a stalemate. She's going to Neville it. She's going to go home and stay at home for now.
So there you go. So I think he got caught a little bit by that too. And he was one of those that they could be like, all right, we can do something to make you stay.
And he did that right at WrestleMania time. So
yeah. Probably not the best time.
Probably not. If he waited a month, he may have gotten out. But I can see his frustrations why he wanted out. But
he wants to work. And when you go from being on WrestleMania to not even making the show to being wrestling at Access, like essentially he went up and he was at his height and then he just kind of crashed back down. It's kind of like, okay, yeah. And he went out and he had the surgery done because he thought Rowan was hurt, and then Rowan came back and Rowan's with Daniel Bryan, and Luke's sort of like just sort of holding the creepy lamb mask, as it were. Cause you know, he's got nothing with the Bludgeon Brother gimmick and he's got to start over again.
Yep.
Maybe there's a place for him in the Firefly Funhouse. We'll have to see.
Get to that in a couple minutes.
Let's talk about that in a little bit.
Speaking of talent.
Speaking of talent, real quick, Alexander Wolfe announced that he will be going to NXT UK, so congratulations to him.
Yeah,
that's part of the Superstar Shakeup.
Yeah, he appeared the TV tapings this past weekend, and he'll be there going forward, so that's good for him.
That is good for him. That's great for him.
There was a lot of reports he was another one who was going to be gone, and like, no. He's just going to NXT UK. He'll benefit by going there, and everyone else will benefit with having him there.
What do we think about Lars from chat? Hi, chat. I gotta wait and see on that one. He's okay. I mean, it's a monster gimmick.
It's
seen him before.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, so I gotta see where it goes, but I mean, I'm happy that he's okay and that he's on the roster. That's wonderful that he's sort of like recovered from his difficulties. So let's just hope that they don't come back to haunt him.
All right, what else we got in the news?
Blame Brents?
Do the pay-per-view one, and we'll do Blame Brents.
Okay, fine. So we mentioned Saudi Arabia earlier with Taker, and well, the pay-per-view schedule is in a little bit of a flux right now because they're trying to squeeze Saudi Arabia in. They want to go, I believe, in June, and well, the problem is they already have pay-per-view scheduled for June right when they want to do the show. So, you know, well, they're moving stuff around in their schedule to try and get all the committed pay-per-views in and go to Saudi Arabia. So this will be interesting to watch.
Yeah, so it was originally scheduled for May 3rd. That's not happening.
Nope.
They were moving it to June 7th in Saudi Arabia, which they were very non-committal about on their conference call, even though people asked them. And then they're moving Backlash from the 16th to the 23rd. From San Diego to Tacoma. That's the working plan. So when Saudi Arabia show happens on the 7th, the next day would be a takeover. So it's a double weekend, a weekend full of events and everything like that. So there you go.
There you go. So we'll have to see that all that wedges in. All right. Blame Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
I mean, Brent just, I don't know if he's making up for lost time or what, but now he got Jeff Hardy.
Hashtag blame Brent.
With another one of those undisclosed injuries. It's probably not a concussion. He's getting an MRI for something. no one just knows what it is yet.
Is it just general wear and tear? Because Lord knows that man has more than his fair share.
I don't know. He got hurt wrestling over the weekend. Probably his back, his neck, or something.
The fact that he can still walk is kind of a miracle.
It is. Hold on. The update to Sheamus officially is a concussion. Just so everyone knows it, it's a concussion for Sheamus.
They went all out at Mania, Jesus.
They did.
Really quickly from chat, what do we think about Lacey Evans? She's alright. I'm glad that they're doing stuff with her, but she's alright. So moving on from that, now we get to talk about the fun stuff. Or, well, this is fun too, but this is more fun because Epic Games, we're going to shift gears from wrestling to video games real quick, and we are going to talk about the latest LTM that dropped today. Thank you, Marvel. Thank you, Epic, because they gave us Fortnite Avengers in-game mode. Dude, this thing is, like, legit amazing. So the concept is kind of like a Team Rumble 50 versus 50 sort of thing where you have a group of, I think it's like 20 people.
20v20, basically. One side are the good guys, the Avengers, and one side is Thanos and his goons.
And the trick with this is you can run around, and then if you're on the Avengers side, you can open chests. And so in the chests are like Iron Man's
gloves.
Gloves with the laser hands. You get Captain America's shield. You get Thor's axe, Stormbreaker. You get Widow or Hawkeye's bow.
Hawkeye's bow.
And then
it's the bow, the shield, the hands, and the axe.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. And on the flip side, you have Thanos and his goons. You're trying to collect, and the point of the mode is whoever gets all the Infinity Stones first and then wipes out the rest of the opponents.
No. The goons, if you're on the Thanos side, you have to collect the stones. If you're on the Avenger side, you have to protect the stones. So you cannot collect them on the Avenger side. They can only be done on the Thanos side. So if they get all six things, then Thanos side will end up will have the advantage of being able to eliminate you. If the Avengers, you know, chop down 99 of the Thanos side people, then they're going to come out on top as they have the chance to eliminate you. But if the Thanos side is able to get the final stone or whatever, then it's a bloodbath at the end.
Yeah, basically. Either way, it's a bloodbath at the end. So I would highly recommend checking this out. There's a lot of really great features in this game. It looks like it's a lot of fun to play. I've not gotten a chance to play it yet. I've watched other people do it, but I was at work all day today, so I was not able to play it.
Including me. She watched me play it because she asked me to play it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, if you're going to play the Avengers mode, will you stream it so I can see it? Because I want to see it.
So that's that's why there was an early morning stream at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, because he was up and he was going to play anyway. So I was like, hey, do a thing. But yeah, we will be messing around in it in Fortnite with friends later. So just be warned and prepare for us to also geek out. And I would ask, if you've seen Avengers Endgame, it did drop out today. No spoilers.
No spoilers. All right, no spoilers. A couple other things we need to talk about when it comes to the Avengers in Fortnite. There's an actual skin.
There is. There's two actual skins, actually.
Right now,
they released the first one today.
Yeah, which is Black Widow. There's a Black Widow skin with the pickaxe and the back bling and everything. There's a bunch of Fortnite challenges. You can get the jet, which looks really sick as a glider.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really, really sick. So that's going to come with the Avenger stuff. So we'll be playing that tonight on Fortnite with friends coming up about 45 minutes to an hour from now. So you have that to look forward to. One other thing we should talk about with Fortnite, the rune thing, the dancing in the club, the rune in the club.
The party rune. The party rune. He just showed up and he just wanted to have a good time, damn it. He wanted to go spin and, you know, party in the club and dance and visit with everyone. This rune was innocent. He didn't want to, you know, go out there and cause mass destruction in the lake. He wanted to chill and have fun. Like, all hail the party rune. He's just here to have a good time. Let the rune have a good time, damn it. Just put him back in the club. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Seriously, they had one of the runes from the lake, like, go into the DJ Yonder Club and, like, start spinning and bopping and everything. It was great. Party rune is awesome.
It's awesome.
I'm really, really sad the party rune is gone, though, because they already put him in the lake.
She wanted to see it tonight.
I wanted to see it, and I missed it. I was so upset.
All right, with that, I say we take a break.
Alrighty, so we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, the moment you've all been waiting for, maybe not, we are going to be talking about Bray Wyatt and his Firefly Funhouse, so you don't want to miss that. You're listening right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
And I said, baby, you can put it on me. Cause I know I don't make it easy. My body hurts with every.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a Twitch Prime available, please check above the screen. It's a little purple button. And, you know, if you'd like to use it here, we would always greatly appreciate it. But you're free to use it wherever you like. So...
So here
I'm sure nobody is looking forward to this conversation, but...
No, one person is. Me.
One person is. Me. I don't even know if I'm looking forward
me
to it.
Me, right here. Anyway. Right here, right here. Number one, you. Right here, right here.
You? Okay, yeah, all right. Me. All right, so, Monday night.
Monday night.
We've been getting these creepy teasers with puppets and bunnies and psychotic dolls and all sorts of other stuff indicating the imminent return of the one, the only... Bray Wyatt, a.k.a. Boo Boo. If you're new to the show, I call him Boo Boo. 8 months, 2 weeks. Or 8 months, 1 week, 2 days. That's how long he was gone. And I just would first of all like to apologize to anybody and everybody out there. That includes Bray Wyatt, that includes WWE. Because the initial reaction Monday was a combination of me freaking out, moving stress, and the womanly hormones. Okay, that is all a very powerful combination. So I probably said some stuff that was stupid or ignorant or whatever, so I do apologize. I have had a chance to sleep on this, to digest it, to think about it. And all in all, my general reaction to this is it's not bad. Okay, I don't really have a feeling that it's good. I don't have a feeling that it's bad. I'm very much in the middle about it. I still do have a lot of reservations. For those of you that don't know what this is, didn't see it, didn't hear about it, you live under a rock. Bray Wyatt came back, and instead of being the normal, dark, creepy Bray that we're all used to, or even the Woken Wyatt that, thank God he's gone, Bray has somehow managed to lose his shit even further than he already did. Not quite sure how that's possible, but he did. And he has shown up as this bastard love child between Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Blue's Clues. It's really the best way I can describe it. And he created this Pee Wee Herman-like environment without it being Pee Wee Herman called the Firefly Funhouse, where you have Mercy the Buzzard, who is the buzzard puppet, Abby the Witch, who's the doll, and I forget what he named the bunny.
I don't remember the bunny's name, but Abby yeah. the Witch? I wonder what Abby stood for.
Gee, I don't know. Abby the Witch. Gee, who could that be? And so he comes in this red sweater with a collared shirt underneath, these god-awful chinos that I'm going to be complaining about a year from now, so just everybody be ready for that.
7 years from now.
7 years from now. It's Bray Wyatt now has his own thing with chinos. It's like Taker's hair, but way worse. Anyway, his hair, he's, you know, redone his hair. Whoever trimmed that man's beard, thank you. You can see his face, but he's changed his hair. It's now blonde-ish. It's like a dirty blonde, and he shaved the sides of his head, so he just kind of has the blonde thing going on with the dreads. So that's essentially what he looks like. And he's, think of Bo Dallas, but on crack. That's kind of almost what it is in terms of his demeanor and his voice and everything like that. And so on the surface, when you first see this, you're like, what in the hell did they do to Bray Wyatt? And then when you look at the undertone of this, there's a very creepy aspect to this where it's almost, it's very apparent, it's very creepy, but it's in the way that it's done, it's not as unsettling as you would think it is because it's Bray. Like, you almost accept it, and it's like the fact that it is there, you're like, okay, all right. Maybe this is going to be okay. So he has like these gloves that say hurt and heal, and he listens to the gloves. And part of what he did is, you know, he basically is like, well, I was a very, very bad man, and they boo him. And he's like, I deserve that. But, you know, I'm not going to go back to that. I'm going to stay on the path of right and da 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 da. And so they show a picture or they have his standee there as the old Bray Wyatt. And he cuts it in half with a chainsaw and then he laughs maniacally about it. So that's that. From what I've heard, from what I've read, they have really, really huge plans for Bray in terms of what they're going to do with him. They're going to push him to the next level. He's going to be a star. They're going to make him a main eventer. They're going to do all these wonderful things. They brought in an outside director who's a master of horror to produce the vignettes, to create the props, which include the puppet and the dolls, to work with Bray one-on-one. They have consulted people on, you know, how to do a horror gimmick, how to shoot it, how to present it. Like, there has been time and money and effort put into this, and that's wonderful. That's great. All of that is super positive. I'm not saying it's not. Here's where my concern lies, is I've heard this time and time and time and time and time and time and time again with WWE. I've seen this happen where they're really high on someone and Vince is behind it and everybody's behind it. They've put all this time and money and effort and energy into it, and then 2 weeks later they drop it or they turn it into something different. And I said it on Monday, there is a line with this character, where it is at right now. Now, where they go with it next week, we'll see. Because if we see a slow descent into further madness by Bray Wyatt until we see what the actual character is going to be, that's fine. But if there is no descent into madness, I'm going to be really concerned about this. Because again, I've seen this with WWE. They'll do something, they'll be behind it, and then all of a sudden they're not. And all these grand plans that they had completely fall by the wayside, and then that person is stuck wherever they leave them. So he's, you know, essentially if they decided tomorrow, well, hey, we're just going to kill it, he's stuck with what he's got. Or they have to come up with something different for him, and then he's off TV again for probably a few months to reset the audience to him, because you just can't do something like what they've done, kill it, and then he comes back a week later with something new. Although if anybody can get away with it, it's probably Bray. So that's where a lot of my reservations lie with this. Just because it's not necessarily on the person playing the character. I feel like Bray Wyatt and the gentleman who plays him, they've got that under control. I feel like the vignettes, in terms of the way that they were to produce, that's all completely under control. It's more, it's the reservation lies with the actual company itself and the writing team versus Bray. And that's what I was trying to kind of say on Monday. But again, like I said, I was freaking out because it's like, what the hell is this? And I was moving legit the next day, and the hormones. So yeah, not a good mix to drop that on me on Monday night. And poor Rock had to deal with it. And it was way worse than what you heard on the post show. There was...
Yeah.
There's copious amounts of profanity.
We're going to leave it at that. Okay, so now that you've digested all, it's going to be interesting to see where... I saw something on the internet, and I don't remember where I saw it. But I want to throw it out there. One person that needs to be a part of this menagerie of sorts is Nikki Cross. She needs to be with Bray Wyatt. It'd be perfect.
I feel like, and there were plans to do a, apparently there were plans in case this did not go over well, which by the way, the overwhelming consensus is that everybody really likes this. The people that don't really like it, or people like me who are kind of like on the edge about it, are very much in the minority. So that's wonderful news for him. But yeah, there was a fallback plan to do a new Wyatt family in case they had to, that consisted of Nikki Cross and Lars Sullivan. And I'm like, why aren't you having Nikki with Bray? I feel like you could do some really beautiful things with that they haven't thought about, because she's not doing anything else. She's not on TV. And I'm going to be perfectly frank. Bray needs minions. Okay? Not to reduce Nikki to that at all, but Bray has never really been that good on his own.
And crazy always likes crazy.
Crazy loves crazy. And Bray Wyatt, the way that we know him, is one manipulative SOB. So the fact that he could have someone as a little puppet, yeah.
You know who else would be perfect for the group?
Mm.
Eric Young. He'd fit too.
He would fit too, but I feel like there would be some tension there just because of EY's almost a better leader than he is a follower.
Oh yeah, but you could make it work.
You could make it work, but I just don't see EY submitting to Bray, if that makes sense.
I mean, he did submit to people in Team Canada, so there is that.
And then he got his shit together, and then he went out on his own and he formed his own groups. So, But yeah, this...
He needs a partner in crime, female or male, to make this work.
Yeah, he does. He really, really, really does. I mean, I think they're going to try it on his own, and it could be later on down the line. They have plans to put him with someone else, but right now, I think they're trying to get it over with him on his own. I'm curious to see what they do with it, but again, I'm very, very hesitant with it. I'm not going to fall in love with it until I see what it is that I'm falling in love with, because I've been gotten too many times before where they give me something that I fall in love with and then boom, it's gone.
No, so here's why Nikki works. She doesn't have a brand yet.
Nope. He doesn't have a brand yet.
There you go.
I almost feel like he's one of those that he shouldn't have a brand. He should go back and forth.
No, he should have a brand. It's Monday Night Raw. I'll stay away from Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
If you want this to succeed, keep him away from Roman Reigns. So there's that.
There is that. Yeah, I would agree with that. But, I mean, we're going to have to see. But, I mean, what were your, now that we're in a more calmer, where I'm not screaming about it and we're not in a compressed environment, what were your thoughts on it?
I loved it because it's different. It's weird. It's crazy. And they're doing something with him. I always like things that are out of the box that you can see potential in. And I see the potential. I see the potential for them, if done correctly, put him in a position to be a star, because you need the next Undertaker. You need the next heel that can get under people's skin. And if you, in 2019, if you let people actually feel emotion and not just shove everything to the side and nothing affects someone, then this will be the best gimmick they've done in forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they need to go back to, is real anger, real emotion, real frustration. And a guy like Bray can go right in, get under that person's skin. And the fans will hate it, especially if it's done to the right person. Imagine a feud with AJ Styles and Bray Wyatt, with Bray Wyatt in this character. They could do something really special.
Bray and Seth.
Yeah.
I mean, basically Bray and really any of the baby faces that they have, because Bray has always been a wonderful antagonist. He's just, the character's really built for it. The environment has just never really been able to support the character and what it really could be, because they could take it extremely dark really quick, and it could be something, probably something nobody's really ever seen before. In wrestling, it does have that potential. Just the problem is the format that they're in, which is PG, they just can't go there. We sort of saw it with the Roman feud. The very first time you had Bray and Roman go, and you just had Bray go right for the jugular.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, okay, here we go. So, and this has the potential to do that. Again, the concern is that they're going to pull him back and they're going to hold him back. Like, if they just don't hold this back as hard and they let this go and they let this flow, it will be something very special. Or it will be something terrible. There will be no in between. But I'm kind of with Rock in the fact that it's going to be special. But again, I just need to see it first.
So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, it's wonderful he's back, because God knows he was gone way too long. Happy to see him. And hopefully everything goes well for him. So I say we take our second and final break of the evening. What do you think?
This will be a quick break. Come back and do all your favorites.
That's right, Tweet of the Week, SmackDown, NXT. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But to our friends over at MBG Films, check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out and see if you have a Twitch Prime sub available. It's that little purple button up at the top. Check and see. And if you'd like to use it on us, that would be great. We'd love you for it, but feel free to use it wherever you like. And well, we've done the news. We've talked about Bray Wyatt, which is a requisite for this show. And now we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place. And I was so bitter until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So, I realized last week that there were a whole bunch of tweets that I didn't read. So, I need to read those now. So, some of these are about a month old, just as an FYI. Including this Brazers one that I completely didn't read, and I'm pissed I didn't read it, because it's when WWE announced WrestleMania 35, the first ever women's main event. Brazers responded with, "Congrats, you guys figured out what we learned 15 years ago. Build around the ladies and the fellows will come."
I think I read that a couple weeks ago.
I don't know who read it, but it's an amazing tweet.
It's an amazing tweet, yeah.
So, stemming back from the infamous Uno episode with Ninja, Tim, Courage, and Marcel, Ninja woke up, checked PayPal account, turned off phone, went back to bed, where Ninja lost like
5,000.
He lost like five grand or something like that.
He lost a lot of money.
He lost a ton of money. Tim responds, "Yo, Ninja, hit up Nade Shop. Maybe he will give you some more money for Uno with the Cash App." Dr. Lupo replies with, "Omega lol." Courage responds with, "LMAO, my bank legit called me concerned. Great times." And then he goes, "Man, tonight's stream was something special. Insane Uno games with Tim, Marcel, and Ninja. I think it's safe to say we will continue to dive into other games in the future." So good for them. And Ninja replies with, "Shut up, you left without saying a word. I hate you." Because that's what Courage did. Like, Ninja started pushing, like, tier 3 subs. And Courage is like, "I'm out. I'm so out."
Yeah,
bailed.
Yeah, that's 25 times 100. Yeah. No.
Yeah, he's not paying that kind of money. And Dr. Lupo responds with, "LOL, my chat wanted me to know you guys were playing Uno. Did you know?" And Ninja apologizes. So yeah, so there's that. Because they were going to Lupo's chat trying to get Lupo to play, and he was doing Dungeons & Dragons. So anyway, Andy, if Wendy's responds to this, I'll go to Wendy's instead of Taco Bell, because Taco Bell probably won't respond to me. Please respond to me. Wendy's goes, "Okay." Kat Kelly, if Wendy's likes this tweet, I'll have a Wendy's-themed birthday party next weekend. Wendy's responds, "Gonna need pics." Damn it, Kimmy. Coworker didn't offer to bring back Wendy's when he went to lunch. What should I do? Wendy's goes, "Shame them." Andrew Laux, if Wendy's likes this, I'll legally change my name to Baconator Laux. They go, "Prove it." And the dude changed his name on Twitter.
But that's not legal.
He never said legal.
He said you said legally change his name. Just saying.
So, Whips put out, winner of round two, choose your fighter, is Dr. Lupo. Time for the final round, and it's Dr. Lupo versus Tim. With, you know, the tough pictures where Lupo's got the fake tattoos on his arm. And Lupo replies, almost 4 years of dad strength. Don't forget it.
He lost.
Dr. Lupo then goes, so Courage and I just said your mom about 50 times on an official cast. WTF is happening. Sheamus puts out, coming this Sunday, and he's plugging his Celtic Warrior workout with Rowan. And Rowan goes, just two gingers sounds like a Minnesota-based whiskey. Oh, wait. Two gingers whiskey. Cheap plug. Randy Orton. In honor of Luke Harper finding himself, I'd like to take a minute to thank him publicly for introducing me to Kendrick Lamar several years ago while highly intoxicated in Europe.
There you go.
Ryan Satin. The Luke Harper versus Dijakovic WWE match from Worlds Collide is a banger. Don't sleep on it. And Luke goes, how many stars? Wait, wrong guy.
I did that one last week.
I know. I just grabbed stuff. So that's my stuff.
WWE creators, today on the WWE Network, will air a Bray Wyatt marathon to celebrate the Easter of Worlds. When they know it would be something special the next day. Dennis Farrell, I don't like the Viking Raiders. They look like a ripoff of the Viking experience. They look like a ripoff of the War Raiders. On a side note, whatever happened to the War Raiders? We'll talk about them in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Creed said we should have gotten Gorgeous to be an honorary member so many times of the New Day. Prince Pretty, why do you consider anyone else as beyond me? How's that back feel? Damn, we'll get to that.
Ouch!
Chip Gaines, excuse me, Mr. Ninja. Ask your grandmother who I am. It'll buy you some major brownie points. Hashtag, I'm a big deal with the 60 and over crowd. And it's a picture of Ninja with the Gaineses from the Time 100. Kathy Kelly, tomorrow is Bring Your Child to Work Day at WWE, and I'm no parent, but I feel this is an opportunity for a Firefly Funhouse screening. No? Yes. It always. Always is. Tweet week.
Alrighty, so now let's talk a little SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, show started with Shane McMahon coming out to stand up for his father because of what happened to him the previous week from Roman Reigns attacking. He demands that Roman Reigns come out because they thought about firing him, suspending him, terminating him, but he was ordering him out to the ring. Roman looked like he was going to talk, but tosses the mic aside. Shane tosses his mic aside. They go to a fight. Elias runs out. Roman and gets beat down by Shane and Elias. Roman tried to put up a fight, but it was just too much for Roman. It's official because Elias challenged and it was accepted. It's Elias versus Roman and Money in the Bank. Fine.
Can we all just take a moment to appreciate how Shane has adopted Elias? Like, can we just all appreciate that, please? Because it's kind of adorable.
Someone had to. Finn Balor defeated Andrade. Yes, Andrade and Zelina Vega are back on SmackDown Live. That's a thing.
I'm not going to complain about this.
Kairi Sane took on Peyton Royce. She beat Peyton Royce, so the Iconics, they'll continue to lose. After the match, Mandy and Sonya came out. They applauded, and looks like they're going to be feuding with Asuka and Kairi Sane. That's fine. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Then we had another surprise to SmackDown Live. It's the return of Jinder Mahal.
And you know what? Honestly, it's okay. It's fine. It gets him off Raw, and it gets him back into a better environment.
Still don't care. Chad Gable was...
I know, but it's good for him.
Chad Gable was his opponent of the match that never happened because Lars Sullivan beat them both down. Then R-Truth came out, went on for an attack, but he got beat down too.
At least he didn't, like, creep-stalk Carmella this time.
That is true.
Because that was just not okay.
Back on SmackDown Live, Aleister Black, who was set to go on Raw, is now on SmackDown. He did a promo in a dark room. He's a very tragic person.
Well, you know, he needs a hidey hole. Taker has a hidey hole. Bray Wyatt has a hidey hole. If you're dark and kind of evil, you automatically get a hidey hole. So they're still working on Aleister's. They're just putting the paint up. It's drying. It'll be fine.
So Charlotte came to the ring. She said she never was beaten in WrestleMania. Becky came out. This is the first time they're face-to-face. Lynch said she beat Rousey because she knew she could beat, you know, Charlotte. She said she walked out with both titles and there wasn't a damn thing Rousey or Flair could do about it. Charlotte says she's in Becky's head and she's tired of the Twitter promos and yada, yada, yada. Flair said after Lynch faces Evans at Money in the Bank, she's next in line, will take her title back. Becky mentioned other people that could be, she wants new challengers, she doesn't want Charlotte Flair. One of those new challengers she mentioned was Bayley, who made her way to a ring. She said the Superstar Shake was about fresh new matches, and then all we see is a rerun. So, she challenged Charlotte for a match for a future championship opportunity, which Charlotte Flair won. So it'll be Charlotte and Becky.
So much for those new opportunities.
But they put Bayley in a position where she'll be in an opportunity following this. That'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. You have Bayley stand up for herself, which is we're starting to see sparks of the old Bayley coming out. And what she kind of was in NXT, where she's not afraid to stand up to Charlotte, because it's like Bayley stood up to Charlotte and Becky was like, oh, snap, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte was just minorly confused. She's like, excuse me?
So early in the evening, Kofi was being interviewed about his upcoming matchup with Shinsuke Nakamura. Xavier was encouraging him to do it. And then Kevin Owens jumped into the screen as he's Big O, and they did the whole New Day Rocks thing. They swivel their hips, you know, all that fun stuff. Which leads to the main event. It is Kofi Kingston versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a non-title match. Ended in disqualification when Rusev got involved. So Rusev's in there, Woods is in there, all Kevin Owens gets involved, and they take out Shinsuke, and they take out Rusev, and then boom, super kick. Kevin Owens to Kofi Kingston. Takes him down. Tosses him to the outside. Goes for a powerbomb. Woods stopped it, but Woods got beat down. And then he went after Kofi again, and powerbombed him onto the side. Powerbombed Woods on the side of the ring. And then he stared down Kofi. That's how the show ended. So Kevin Owens, real Kevin Owens, finally came back out, which we all saw coming. But it was the right move.
Kevin Owens eventually betrays everyone. This wasn't a shock, but I'm 100% okay with this. Also, the match between Kofi and Shinsuke was very good. Wouldn't mind seeing more of that either, but yeah. Kevin versus Kofi? Okay. All right. I can do that.
Solid episode of SmackDown.
Very solid episode of SmackDown. NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Jason Ryker beat the hell out of Humberto.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. That was not pretty.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. He beat him up.
I don't know how else to put that. Like, I seriously don't. Like, the Forgotten Sons just kind of came out. Ryder went out on his own. Cute little Humberto comes out. Everybody's all excited about him. And then he just gets the tar beat out of him. Like, that's just it.
Adam Cole was asked about Roderick Strong's match in the main event. Cole said he thought Gargano was brave and would challenge the leader. Matt Riddle was sort of laughing on the side. Real said that it was his turn to take photos next, and he's shocked that Roderick Strong's challenge Gargano would get to Cole's head so much. Real then threatened Cole and set out a challenge, and Cole walked away, and Real just, hey, let's take some photos. So there you go. Aaliyah and Vanessa Bourne took on Candice LeRae and her mystery partner of Casey Catanzaro, and she's tiny. But them as a duo is adorable.
Oh my God, it's so goddamn cute. You almost can't handle the cute. Like, Jesus, it will melt your face. Cute.
Candice and Casey got the win. I thought Casey handled herself well in the matchup. It was a nice little showing for her. She showed the potential they see in her.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, the two or three times that I've seen her go out, it's all good things. Does she have a lot to learn? Yeah, but they will get her there, and also because she's dating who she's dating, I'm sure he will happily give her pointers and help her out and help her improve without a doubt. So, but yeah, there's a lot of potential there with her.
Io was being interviewed, and she was quickly attacked by Shayna and her goons.
Can people stop messing with my girl? She's going to go off and beat the crap out of somebody.
The general manager of NXT, William Regal, was interviewed about Kushida. He said, the deal took a long time to get together, but, you know, it's most one of the most exciting signings in NXT history. And then Cassius Ohno walks in, and he's proudly wearing his NXT UK shirt, and he's teaching the Brits about the authentic UK style. And Ohno said he really knows the Japanese style, too, and proposed a matchup, and Regal's like, okay, it'll be Cassius Ohno. Or Cassius, as Regal calls him, Ohno versus Kushida next week on NXT.
They gotta get all those syllables in there.
Then it was the War Raiders, Hanson and Rowe.
Hey, they found them!
They've been found, taking on the Street Profits in a non-title match. Solid matchup with the War Raiders. Yes, War Raiders getting the win. Solid.
It was good. It was fine. I think the fact that they... Here's the thing, I realized something about this. They had to call them the War Raiders and Hanson and Rowe on the show because this is pre-taped. And so it's like, yeah, okay, until they settle the name and everything, they're not going to change it with the live crowd. Because I think by the time this was taped, they hadn't done the change.
This was the week before the Superstar Shakeup.
Yeah, so they hadn't done it yet. So as far as anybody knew, they were still Hanson and Rowe, the War Raiders, on NXT. They're not on Monday Night Raw. What? So, yeah, going forward, we'll have to see what they do with the name.
Mia Yim wants Shayna Baszler.
Okay, I want to talk about this because this was really, really, really good. I love how she pointed out that it's like, you know, Shayna got Kairi Sane right out of NXT. You know, Bianca Belair's had her turn. You know, basically everybody's had their shot. Now I want mine. Like, this was really, really, really good by Mia Yim.
She lost her one chance. She wants another. So, we'll see.
Everybody wants the Shayna.
Everyone does. Johnny Gargano, Roderick Strong, really good main event on NXT. Johnny got the win. Adam Cole accidentally hit Roderick Strong with an enziguri while Matt Riddle was involved as well. So you're building some tension between the Undisputed Era. You're getting Matt Riddle involved. You have Johnny Gargano has a sort of an ally now. Setting up some good stuff.
Setting up some very good stuff. I like the tension that they're putting in Undisputed Era. I like the fact that you might split Roddy out, or you might have the group as a whole split. I really like what they're doing with Adam Cole and the fact that they're having him show a little bit of vulnerability and a little bit of almost jealousy over not being in the spotlight. Like, I really like that they're doing that with him. Mm-hmm. And you're not just having it be all copacetic. So that's all good things for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Johnny Gargano and Roderick Strong, do you need to really say anything more about that other than just go sit down and watch it, because you will enjoy the hell out of it. It was super good, but you wouldn't expect anything less.
Pretty much. So that's NXT.
That's NXT, and I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does.
Alrighty, well, the call to assemble has been put out by one intern. He's here and he's excited. So stay tuned, everybody, because after the show, we will be doing Fortnite with friends. And yes, we will be playing the Avengers mode, so you want to tune in and catch that. But, well, what else can they watch and listen to on the network, Rock?
Saturday Night Midnight-ish. It's Super Weird, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. SuperWeirdLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday nights, you can check out the Rock Extra Reviews. Ms. and Mrs. Episode 10 is now available. Episode 11 should be available on Tuesday, if all things go accordingly. We'll be back next Thursday night. Maybe. Think. Kinda. I don't know. We don't know yet. Figure it out.
Oh yeah, because next Thursday is my birthday, so we'll have to see. We probably will not be live. I'm sure we'll do a show of some kind, but we will probably not be alive. We'll have to see.
Something will be happening with The Rack next week. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Rack Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. It is twitch.tv/WTRLive. Follow, subscribe. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. That's called Twitch Prime. Then you can look right above the player that you're listening to right now, or go to twitch.tv/WTLive and click the little purple rectangular button that says subscribe. You don't need to have Twitch Prime to subscribe, but if you have Twitch Prime, it's free to subscribe. It's that simple. It's cool. It's awesome. It's all that fun things. It's what the cool kids are doing, and you know you want to be one of the cool kids. Also, cool kids use code ROCKANDSOCK in the Fortnite item shop when you buy all the Avengers stuff that's now available in the Fortnite item shop, so go use the code. If you don't know what the code is, it's ROCKANDSOCK. It's on your screen. It's right there. Use the code. Use it. Use it.
You good?
Use it.
Okay. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD, and don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and everybody stay tuned, because up next, the Avengers will assemble as we play Fortnite Avengers mode on Fortnite with friends. Till then.
Use it.
Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.